You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and this is your morning news. The government of Canada recently announced the extension of targeted COVID-19 business recovery supports until May 2022, but some hard-hit businesses won't qualify. The Hardest Hit Business Recovery Program and the Tourism and Hospitality Recovery Program offer temporary subsidized rates for wages and rent to hard-hit businesses. According to a press release from the Canadian Federation of Independent Business, or CFIB, the announcement of these supports has caused confusion and concern among small business owners. CFIB states that only 1 in 5 businesses still in need of financial support will be eligible to receive it. Dan Kelly, president of CFIB, says the bar for eligibility set by the federal government is unrealistically high. In a statement from the press release, Kelly said that a restaurant or hotel with a 1/3 current loss in revenue will receive zero support, and a gym or bowling alley with a 45% loss in revenue will receive no help. Canada's Department of Finance outlines the eligibility criteria for businesses wishing to apply for support. To qualify for the Tourism and Hospitality Recovery Program, businesses must have lost at least 40% of their revenue over a 12-month period and must currently be suffering revenue losses. Businesses must have suffered at least a 50% revenue loss over 12 months to qualify for the Hardest Hit Business Recovery Program. Luc Fermonville, Chief Executive Director of the Ottawa Black Business Alliance and the BIA Chamber of Commerce, says these supports will disproportionately exclude Black entrepreneurs.
Because when you're applying for the subsidy, there's some question they're asking, right? How many years you've been on operate? Do you have your taxes done? You should be okay. Now, a lot of mom and pop shop, they probably have a business. It's just like a secondary business. It's not like their main. They're probably still working, doing their 9-to-5. So a lot of them would not qualify because the operation is not like a real business.
The Canadian Black Chamber of Commerce, or CBCC, published a survey of Black entrepreneurs in February 2022. The survey indicates 75% of Black-owned businesses are less than 4 years old. Most new businesses do not yield a profit for the first 4 years of operation. In 2019, 77% of Black-owned businesses generated revenue of less than $100,000. Thermonville believes that the government's eligibility requirements for pandemic supports are not equitable to the Black community.
I think the paperwork, the bureaucratic, have to be less. If I have a mom and pop, I'm just started business for the last 2 years, and you're asking me for my notice assessment, how much I've been making, when you know those mom and pop, it takes at least 3 years before they can say they're making money. The first 3 years there is the struggle. This should make things a little bit more easy when they're asking those questions or those proof of payment and things like that. This should be more easy in the Black community.
The survey from CBCC also indicates a reluctance among Black entrepreneurs to access government funding. Only 18% of those surveyed said they felt comfortable discussing funding options with their financial institutions. Thermonville says part of this reluctance is due to the treatment Black Canadians typically receive when dealing with traditional financial institutions.
The barrier we're getting on those institutions, where because of our color and things like that, if I go to the bank with a jogging suit and all that, I already have a ticket on me already. Oh, that guy, right? So when I go to the teller, it's just like, how can I help you? I don't get the welcome. As soon as they open my account, seeing all my business, my mortgage and things like that, oh, sir, can I help you, sir? The thing is change, right? So this is all the barrier we're getting as a Black business compared to the general organization.
Thermonville believes one way to address systemic barriers in entrepreneurship is to create subsidies specifically targeting Black-owned businesses. Currently, the only government-funded subsidy directly targeting Black-owned businesses is the Black Entrepreneurship Program. The program is financed by the federal government and the Federation of African Canadian Economics. In response to the announcement regarding new pandemic business subsidies, CFIB is calling for the federal government to lower the threshold for all wage and rent supports. They are also demanding that more funding be made available through the Canada Emergency Business Account loan. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.